As economies across Europe rebound from the pandemic, demand for gas is rising fast, along with prices. They hit levels on Wednesday not seen in more than 10 years. That's leading to concerns of soaring bills and inflation as people heat their homes this winter.
It is a serious issue. I think we have to be very clear that the gas prices are skyrocketing, but the renewables, the prices have decreased over the last years and are stable. So for us, it's very clear that with energy in the long term, it is important to invest in renewables. That gives us stable prices and more independence.
Several energy companies in Britain have collapsed due to the shortages. Norway and Russia are boosting supplies to the European Union, which is heavily dependent on imports. Russia says it could make record sales of gas to the EU this year. It's rejecting criticism that it's partially to blame for the supply problems.
There is absolutely no Russian role in what is happening in the gas market, and there cannot be. Russia has fulfilled, is fulfilling, and will continue to fulfill in the most diligent manner all of its obligations under existing contracts.
Russia has long supplied Europe with natural gas via Ukraine. But amid ongoing tensions, analysts say Russia wants to ensure Ukraine doesn't benefit from gas revenues. Russia now has the Nord Stream 2 pipeline running under the Baltic Sea directly to the continent. It was completed over the summer, but Germany has yet to approve the project.
The European Union was playing politics with the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. It was completed almost 1 month and a half ago. If they issued an immediate operational license to it, Russia would have been supplying around 50 billion cubic meters of gas to the European Union, which would have alleviated the crisis.
The European Union is exploring ways for member states to create shared storage facilities for gas, pivoting more to renewable energy and ending its reliance on imports. But in the short term, it appears there are no quick fixes. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera.